Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It is Transfer Insight Live. I'm joined by Neil Jones of Goal, formerly of the Liverpool Echo as well, to discuss quite a few different things today, actually. We're going to be talking about Federico Chiesa, Kabak, Daniel Marlon, amongst other Saunugas as well. But before we do get into that, you'll have just seen the advert there for the Club Legend competition that we run once a month for a lot of our Club Legend subscribers to the RedmenTV.com. If you want to get involved, not only do we provide absolutely scintillating content over there on a week-to-week basis, but also you get your name in the hat for these brilliant competitions. Anyway, Neil, thank you so much for joining me today, mate.
No,
Federico Chiesa we're going to start with today.
Nice, yeah.
Calcio Mercato was saying that it's linked. Now, I translated the web page, and that's not really what it was saying, if I'm perfectly honest with you.
What was it saying? Go on.
Liverpool would like him, but they're not selling him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well...
I mean, pretty much every Liverpool fan in the world would probably like Federico Chiesa at this
every
point.
Every club in the world. I mean, there was a story yesterday, I think, with Chelsea, wasn't it, that they were willing to offer about 80 million, and Juventus were saying no, or not willing to do that. He's a good player, isn't he? He was one of the stars of the Euros, probably the star of the final until he got his injury. I think he's a Liverpool player, you know, type player. He's got direct but skillful, scores goals, obviously got a pace and strength.
It's the gnarl I like about him.
He's a winner, isn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like that to me. Unusual for a winger as well, isn't it? You know, and he does a lot of his best work coming in as well, which is obviously very Liverpool. So I think he'd be a very good signing.
Can I read you a bit of this article?
Yeah, of course.
To be honest, Juve should also anticipate the redemption of the church to sell the church. Operation in any case not scheduled.
Right. Okay. Is church? Is that Chiesa? Is it? Is that the?
I don't know. I think I don't think it's Italians.
Right.
Quite flowery.
You don't get that on gold. You don't get that on gold.
If you can get that in a line in one of your articles,
the redemption of the church for Liverpool. Yeah, I'll try.
I think
that,
what they're saying is we're not going to sell him with that line. I think.
I mean, I
put it in context, but it's not really in context.
A 2-year loan, isn't he, from Fiorentina? Yeah. So, but he obviously, I think he will end up a Juventus player permanently. Yeah, look, he's exactly what Liverpool would love in an ideal world. I don't think the prices we're talking about with Liverpool at the moment is going to work, or indeed the situation of him, the club he's at.
Have you run any leads down on this, or is it not at that point yet where you're thinking I'm going to have to do stuff?
I've had conversations with people about players at the Euros where you sort of say, good player. You know, that just the sort of conversations you'd have with friends, really, where it's like, good player. And Chiesa obviously pops up as an impressive player, but no, I don't think I haven't been chasing up Calcio Mercato's redemption of the church leads yet. Anyway, but I did see the story yesterday about Chelsea, and I think the fees talked probably are accurate around there. It was €100 million, I think it was £80 million. I don't expect Liverpool to be doing a deal for a forward at that price this summer.
Well, if Liverpool were to sign someone like that, I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, it's a first teamer almost, isn't it? Like a first team player, one of the front
three. Yeah, I think it's one of them. It's a replacement for a Salah or a Mane, isn't it, or a Firmino. You know, it's when that decision has been made that one of those players is moving on or is being phased out, more likely to be moved on, I think, than phased out in Salah and Mane's case. I don't think they'll get to the stage where they're 35 and we're sort of saying, what do we do with these players? But yeah, I think if Liverpool are going to buy a forward player of that ilk, it will be to start pretty much every game, and it will be a replacement for one of the front three rather than someone to put a little bit of competition there.
So obviously, you know, you've been covering Liverpool a long time now, Neil. Does this, would, if Liverpool to buy Kayser at this point after a Euros, is that the most un-Liverpool signing that you can probably remember? Because is his value probably highest ever?
Yeah.
It's not Michael Edwards, that, is it?
No, it's not. Yeah, you're right. It's... Yeah, but it would be quite surprising. I'm trying to think of other ones. I mean...
You go back to... Yeah. The World Cup in, what was it, 2002?
Andy Carroll maybe would be another one where you sort of thought, you know, Andy Carroll was overpriced and you did... It was very fair to wonder at the time, would he ever be worth £35 million again? And he, as it proved, obviously he wasn't. So, yeah, but I suppose it would be a little bit un-Liverpool, like, but then player would be a Liverpool. So you'd sort of say, well, yeah, I can see exactly why they've signed him and I can see exactly how he'd fit in and what type of player he'd be. So, yeah, it would be, I think, more the finances and the timing of the deal would probably be the most surprising part of it. But, yeah, I don't envisage it happening as much as I'd absolutely love it to, because I think he's a fantastic player.
It's the fact that he can play on both wings as well,
He scores goals. I watched him, I think he scored both legs of the Champions League knockout game against Porto. He was the main man for them when Ronaldo and others failed. One of the star men for the team that's just won the Euros. You know, he's young enough, comes from good stock. You know, he's got his dad scored
his dad
was goals.
Amazing.
Yeah,
his
he
dad
was great. There's a great clip I saw from Italy where it was him when he
Enrico
was two
or Federico. Oh, Federico.
Both of them. So it was Enrico with the young 2 or 3 year old, and they were kicking a ball around and all that. And he looked like he wanted to be a footballer at the age of 2 and 3. So like, it's great to see when you see a player come through and you think, God, it makes me feel old because I remember his dad. I remember watching Gazzetta Football Italia and he was scoring for Parma and whoever else.
Those Sundays, man, with Trans World Sport and Ski Sunday
brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Alberto Tomba slaloming like Nanny Cater through the fences.
The only skier we all know, isn't it? The only skier we all know, him and Eddie the Eagle.
I don't know whether we can actually say that he was technically a skier, but anyway. Okay, we'll move it on then. You put it on Twitter last night. Liverpool were offered Ozan Kabak for £8.5 million and rejected it. What are the details around this one?
Yeah, well, not just Liverpool were offered them. That should be said. Obviously, that I cover Liverpool, so that's the point of. So it's not the case of right. We want him to go to Liverpool. So that's the price he's available for. Liverpool were obviously informed of that. I don't think it was through Schalke. I think it was more through representatives and that kind of. The way it works with transfers, listen, that's what they want for.
So what would happen here? A representative would go.
Yeah, I imagine so. There'd be a dialogue there, probably. I mean, there must have been a dialogue because at some point Liverpool had to tell Kabak and his representatives that we don't want to take up this option. At some point they've had to approach him to know that he wanted to come to Anfield in January. So there must be a relationship there with him and his representatives. And I think it's just got to the stage where Schalke are so keen to offload him that they're. The price is tumbling, which I did speak to someone at the start of the summer, and it was sort of suggested that would be the case, that, look, £18 million, with Schalke being relegated from the Bundesliga, was never going to be a realistic price because it was always going to come down. Mm. I think it's probably surprised people. I know it surprised a lot of people on Twitter last night when it comes out that just that's how low the price has got. But also it does show the problems that they're having offloading them because he's had interest. I think Leicester was quite strongly linked. I think Arsenal might have been linked as well. And he did, he's got decent pedigree for a 21-year-old centre-back, and yet still they're having to keep lowering the price. And I do wonder whether it's the sort of, not from a Liverpool perspective, but from a general buyer's perspective, whether it's, well, how much lower can this go? Is this going to go further? Because they are that keen to get him off the books. I saw a lot of replies and I saw a lot of people saying, just, you sign him, don't you? And you spin him out and you loan him and this and that. Yeah, but that the player's got to be on board with that. And he's just had 6 months at Liverpool by the message that he posted when he left. I think he quite enjoyed it. I don't think he's, is he going to be that happy to sign up for, right, become a Liverpool player and then all of a sudden spun out to Lille or Mönchengladbach or whatever it would be. So Liverpool can turn a profit on him in 2 years' time. Or
that works in footy manager, doesn't
it? Yeah, I mean, exactly, yeah. That is an ideal world situation. I can see the rationale behind it, but it's a bit more complicated than that. From Liverpool's perspective, it's It's another centre-back. They've got eight on the tour at the moment. Obviously, I expect maybe one or two of those to leave before the end of the window. But they've got, let's say they've got five or six, and Fabinho and Henderson, who played there last season. Obviously, not an ideal scenario, but you've got those options. £8.5 million in this summer when you've already spent 35, 36 million on a centre-back. It's not a homegrown player, so he's going to take up a squad space in that regard when it looks pretty tight in that sense anyway at the moment. I can see why Liverpool haven't gone for it.
Just on the homegrown stuff, why do you think Liverpool did Adrian? Did you think that was a bit strange, taking up like your third choice keeper essentially, or maybe your second choice keeper with a...
No, I don't know, because I think the homegrown, there is the quota of goalkeepers is included in that, so I think two are taken up from a goalkeeper point of view. So I think there is a reason for that. I'm not surprised they did Adrian, though. I think A.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a lot of it's down to training and sort of, you know, the camp, if you like. And I think
having those three guys that maybe get on well.
Yeah,
together.
Get on well. You sort of, you know, there's as much as people don't rate Adrian, but the goalkeeping coach does and knows that he'll push the others in the training. He'll be a good personality. He's not going to be a sort of someone who's
sulking
because he's not playing, or worse still, maybe taking it easy because he knows he's not playing the weekend. You know, he's still going to train at a good level. He's still going to put it in every single day and make sure that the others do as well. I wasn't surprised Adrian stayed. I think he's a lot of low maintenance, low wages sort of. And you know, as much as I know what people will be doing at home now when I say, but he's done okay in certain games for Liverpool. He came in against Sheffield United out of nowhere when Alisson had his personal issues and Kelleher was unavailable, and he did fine, kept a clean sheet, and you know, for the odd game here and there, I don't think there's nothing.
The concern is it's the fear, isn't it? It's the fear of a big Alisson injury and Kelleher going on loan or something like that.
I think Kelleher will be staying as number two certainly.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll move on then. Donnie Marlon, PSV forward, Liverpool, appear to be interested. Have you heard anything on this one? Have you been in touch with Mino Raiola?
Yeah, Mino Raiola, of course. Opening that can of worms, potentially. But he's got both of them. Raiola's got Dumfries and Marlon.
Does he have both of them?
The two sort of up-and-coming stars from PSV Eindhoven and the Dutch team in the summer. Good player. I think got a good pedigree. Another one, you can see Liverpool's fingerprints, if you like, or his fingerprints in the Liverpool setup. I'm not sure. I think the price wouldn't be too bad. It's coming from, I think, under 30 million, probably be looking at, which is, I think that's sort of ball is in Liverpool's hitting zone, if you like. A lot of rumours about Borussia Dortmund, I think, wasn't it? Gonna take him. I think they've cooled a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah, yesterday it was agreed personal terms, and today it's not actually agreed personal terms.
Yeah.
The personal terms might be agreed, but the fee hasn't been or something.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure the fee hasn't been. I'm not even sure. Should have done this research, but there could be a release clause anyway. I think potentially in that the mix there, so it wouldn't necessarily be a problem. But yeah, he's another one really young enough, good amount of games he's played and amount of goals he's scored at a young age, plays a little bit sort of, you know, I think he's pretty much a centre player, but plays off the side as well. So would fit the bill. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Liverpool were to sniff around that one. You know, did an article probably in April, I imagine. I think it was like sort of a statistical model of strikers who match up to Firmino, and he was in that mix, like very similar style, or not necessarily style, but statistical style to Firmino, and he was quite high up on that list. The likes of Watkins were on that list.
Another player we've been linked with.
Iheanacho was on it, which surprised me probably a little bit. There was another one who's been linked with Liverpool. I'm trying to think. Isak, I think, was on there as well. So yeah, you know, I wouldn't say it's a million miles away, that one. I think there's potential for that one to if you were putting it in your tracker, I'd say, and keep an eye on that one, because I think there is interest there, and I think there probably could be scope for a deal if dominoes fall in the right way. Yeah.
Okay. What about Sal Noguez then? Obviously, it looked like Liverpool were interested probably a week ago now.
Mm.
Really big sort of strong rumours. Now Barcelona seem to have come in with some kind of swap deal for Griezmann. Have you heard anything from the Liverpool side of things?
Yeah. Well, just that it was never a case, really. I mean, I spoke to Paul on this show last week, and I sort of said Liverpool really like Sal as a player. As everyone does, you know, that's not trade secrets, that people like Sal Noguez as a footballer. Liverpool really were big on him years and years ago, and I think there would have been times where he would have been a dream signing for Liverpool. I think he's still a very good player, obviously, but I took all the words, all the conversations I had, was there was no chance Liverpool were signing him this summer, which obviously isn't what people want to hear or necessarily believe. But the movement comes then this week, and I think a colleague of mine from Spain, Ruben, wrote the story or certainly developed the story of Griezmann and Sal as a swap deal, which remarkable just how much of a mess Barcelona are in, isn't it, with having to cut their salary bill. You know, we've got the story this week about Messi taking a 50% pay cut,
but it's mad because he's only going to play for them for 2 years. Yeah, it's a five-year deal.
Contract, and
so three of them he'll be playing in the MLS, but they want to
getting his money
spread out over 5 years.
It's remarkable, isn't it, just how that happens. And you think of let's just say this deal does happen, which I think there's a fair chance it does. It feels like swap deals in Spain are probably a little bit more, and Italy are a little bit more sort of commonplace than in England. But you know, they'll have sold Griezmann, reinvested the Griezmann money, rebuilt a team, then taken Suarez off Barcelona for a free transfer, and then got Griezmann back as well for a player who was in and out of their side last year in midfield, and won La Liga in the meantime. And you think,
that's what you call having your pants taken down.
Repeatedly. You know, that's what you call sort of taking advantage of others' misfortune, isn't it? You know, and really, really sort of keeping your foot on the neck. And you know, I've seen little bits of Barcelona, not as much because of La Liga's descent away from Sky and BT and whatever, but if you ask me sort of what did he need more, I wouldn't say Sal Noguez was what Barcelona needed, but sometimes accountancy takes over, and you know, they have to.
They're looking at clearing Griezmann's huge wages.
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, massive wages, which, you know, never ceases to amaze you sometimes when you see the wages from Spain and places like that, where you think, how's that contract ever been sort of drawn up? But yeah, Barca need players off the wage bill. I don't think, you know, Dembele's in that position. I think obviously Coutinho's in that position. There's others. I think, I mean, Leeds have just took the guy Firpo, the fullback. I think Elena, others, Tadebo, they've left. So they are literally just sort of clearing the decks so they can get the Argentine fella back.
Not in the agenda, not a link that we've had, but obviously, you know, he's had a great Euros. Could Liverpool go in for Pedri?
Well, but I think, to be honest, the one thing I'd say about Barca is when they decide they've got one, they don't let them go, do they? You know, the Coutinhos and the Dembele's and Griezmann's even, you know, they're great players, but they're not the Barca boys. Where you get a Busquets and a Xavi and an Iniesta and a Messi, that's when they sort of, Fati, I think, will fall into that. I know he's been injured a long time, but I think Pedri's, he's the great hope, isn't he? I think he's going to be the great leader of that team. So I'd certainly be asking the question, to be honest.
You've got to.
If they need money off the bill, well, why wouldn't you? But yeah, I think they'll be pulling up the drawbridge on that one, and you know they'll try and push you towards maybe, do you want this fella instead? You know, would you like this guy? But yeah, they've Sal, from what I was told, and I've no reason to doubt it, was never really on the cards for Liverpool this summer.
Okay, a couple of questions from YouTube before we wrap this one up then. Jake Simmers, they're saying Grujic to Sassuolo.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I think that was that DiMaggio maybe. I haven't heard Sassuolo, necessarily, but yeah, I've heard the interest from Italy. Fiorentina, I think, were linked early in the summer. Would make sense somewhere like
Did
Italy.
Porto have a bid rejected over the last week?
No, they haven't had... As far as I know, there's been no bid rejected, but there's sort of a Porto know the asking price, and I think Porto don't want to pay the asking price.
Is it 14 and they were thinking about 11 or something?
Yeah,
like,
I think Liverpool sort of think 12 to 15 generally for Grujic, which I don't think is an unfair price generally, but yeah, I think he's been in Germany, he's been in Portugal, he's done okay in both, and I think I was told in last summer as well as this that those Italian clubs certainly in the mix. So yeah, if there's a club like Sassuolo or Fiorentina who've got 10, 12 million, then yeah, it would make sense.
Just asking, Neil, who do you think we are most likely to sign if you had to pick one player?
Yeah, well, I think I was asked this last week. I think I said Bissouma would be one that I'd sort of, I could just see happening. And I know there's been a little bit of a sort of denial from sources around Liverpool, but I think there is interest there. Fits the bill. I mean, I think I said to Paul, I might have said to you actually a couple of weeks ago, you can do a bit of guess who, and you can rule out players when you're there links because you just think that's not Liverpool. You know, I think Berardi would be one that you look and go, I don't see that personally. You know, 50 million or 40 odd million just don't see it. Maybe proven wrong. But then you see Bissouma and you think 20 million played in the Premier League. You know, type of player he is, bit of room for improvement, sort of good attitude. Yeah, you know, you sort of leave him standing up type of thing. I think Marlon's probably in that mix as well. So if you were asking me, you know, if you said to me, come the end of this transfer window, Liverpool have signed Daniel Marlon and Yves Bissouma and cleared out 5-6 others, I wouldn't be like, you're joking. You know, I'd be quite sort of...
But if you had to put a fiver on him,
yeah,
who would you put your fiver on?
Fiver would be Bissouma.
Bissouma.
Yeah, I think Bissouma, yeah. I mean, only a fiver, like, I'm not going any higher. You know, I'll have to see the odds as well. Yeah, it might be 5-4 on that, but yeah, it probably would be Bissouma. I think I keep saying this, but I don't see how you can not sign a midfielder personally. You know, I don't see how you can lose Ronaldo and then just sort of say, oh no, the squad can cover that because the squad has been there.
Yeah, I, funny enough, because I've been thinking midfielder all along, maybe a forward player and stuff like that. Probably the two of them are the ones most likely for me. But did I see something? Was it last night or this morning? Fabrizio Romano was talking on one of the podcasts that he goes on, and he was saying the forward is the number one priority for Liverpool. Have you heard anything around that?
No, obviously you know they want a forward because you look at the players that they're looking to offload, and they would offload if the bids came in. Minamino, Origi, Shaqiri, Wilson.
Yeah, that's depleted.
That leaves you with four forwards and Harvey Elliott, who's played what? Never started a Premier League game for Liverpool, had a season in the Championship. So you are not going to go. And on top of that, you've got Firmino question marks over, you know, whether that was just a bad season or whether there's a sense of decline. Mane a little bit. I think a lot less than Firmino, but still, there is a legitimate argument. Then you've also got the idea of, listen, these players have been playing together for four seasons. How long can you just keep playing the same front three? So yeah, I think the forward would certainly be in there, but I think midfielder is definitely, well, I'm almost certain is on the agenda as well.
Okay, brilliant. Well, there you go. That has been the Transfer Insight Live with Chris Pajak and, more importantly, Neil Jones. We're going to be taking over, going over to the website. So for our streaming service, theredmentv.com for Transfer Insight Extra, where we will be talking about Berardi, Karius and Taiwo.
I won ye.
I was going to say Chris Akabuski, but I said it right first time, and I said it wrong the second time. Yeah. I'm just terrible at pronunciations of names. So we're going to go over there, talk a little bit more. If you want to join us, please do that. That show will be up on the website in the next few hours. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.